Thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name is John. This is a recorded call. Who am I speaking to? Latamara?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, Latamara. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you? Yourself?
I'm doing well. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, I did not.
Okay, and are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or even signed documents with another law firm? Are you willing to affirm that's true?
Yeah, I can sign the documents for the law firm.
Okay, thank you. You have not signed documents, in other words?
No, I did not.
Okay, correct. Thank you. All right, and then have you used a hair treatment product like a relaxer or straightener within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay, and were you diagnosed with a cancer after using the hair relaxer or hair treatment? Okay, and what type of cancer was it, may I ask?
Ovarian cancer.
Ovarian cancer?
Yeah.
I'm sorry for hearing that, for that diagnosis. By chance, would you happen to know the subtype of your ovarian cancer? If you don't, that's okay.
I actually don't know.
Okay, that's all right. Don't worry. All right, and you are over 18, so you can file this claim with the assistance of a law firm. Okay. And then I'm sorry for your diagnosis, but could you provide me the approximate date for your diagnosis of ovarian cancer?
December 15, 2023.
Okay, December 15, 2023. Okay. And at what age were you when you received this diagnosis, since it was just last year?
You said what age?
Yeah, what age were you?
32.
32? Okay. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, Tamara. All right. And do you recall the name of the doctor that diagnosed your cancer?
Yes. Dr. Corinne took... I'm so sorry. I'm kind of like tongue twisted when I'm pronouncing words.
It's okay. Can you spell it out for me?
Okay, that's better. That's so better.
Okay.
I promise you that's better. But it's doctor, and it's two doctors. Can I give you one or two?
You can give me who it probably would be the oncologist, the cancer doctor.
Okay, we're gonna do it's Dr. Kara. C-O-T-O-N-C-H-I.
Okay. Let me spell that out again. Doctor, and it's K as in kangaroo.
Yeah.
A as in apple. R as in Roger. A as in apple. T as in Tom. O as in Oscar. N as in November. C as in Charlie. H as in hotel. I as in India. Is that right?
We're missing the letter.
What letter am I missing, and where would it be?
I'm going to spell the T word. This is T as in Tom, O as in Oscar, T as in Tom again, O as in Oscar, N as in notice, C as in chess, H as in house, I as in important.
And... I'm sorry. I think I may have screwed this up. Okay. Can you start from the very beginning and spell it out, just like you said before, from the very beginning, without the DR, because I know that's doctor.
Okay. K as in kangaroo, A as in apple, R as in roll, A as in apple, T as in Tom, O as in Oscar, T as in Tom again, O as in Oscar, N as in notice, C as in chess, H as in house, I as in important.
Okay. And what, where was this doctor located?
Northwestern Medicine Central, DuPage Hospital, 25 North Winfield Road, Winfield, Illinois, 60190.
Okay. I think I have Dr. Kara Totanchi.
Yes, Totanchi, yes.
Okay. And it looks like she's an OBGYN?
Yes.
Okay, very good. One second here. One moment, please. And did you receive your diagnosis at a hospital setting?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And that was at Page Hospital.
Yeah.
Is Page spelled P-A-I-G-E?
DuPage. Yes.
Oh, DuPage. I'm sorry.
Yes, DuPage.
And it looks like it is Northwestern Medical Center or Northwestern Medicine, Central
yes.
DuPage Hospital.
Yes.
And did you say it's on 25 North Winfield?
Yes.
Okay, all right. I found it. Okay, bear with me here, okay? All right, so you received this diagnosis from Dr. Kara at Northwestern Page Hospital, and that location is 25 Winfield Road, Winfield, Illinois, 60190?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, and then yes. I have a phone number for them. The main number is 630 area code. Thank you. Okay. And this next question asks, do you currently live or were you diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee?
Say that again.
Do you currently live or were diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee?
No, I don't currently know.
All right. And then did you use a hair relaxer of any brand more than four times in a single year before being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
Okay. And then on average, how many times per year do you think you used a hair relaxer product prior to your diagnosis?
I used it 5 years.
5 years? And then on average, how many times per year?
I'm going to do like once a month.
Okay. So maybe 12 times a year?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
And this question you already answered, which is you were diagnosed with cancer at?
Ovarian cancer, yes.
Yes, ovarian cancer. And that was at Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And bear with me, I'm going to copy and paste the address again. It asked for this information in two locations.
Understand.
Thank you. Thanks for being patient, Tamara.
Absolutely. Patience is the key.
Okay. And you're a resident? I'm sorry. You're a resident of the United States?
Yes.
And can I get your date of birth, please?
It is 7/12/1992.
Okay. That'd be July 12th, 1992?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No, no breast cancer.
Okay. And do you happen to know any other person that has used a hair relaxer or straightener and also developed a cancer, like endometrial, ovarian, or uterine cancer?
I probably do. I know a few.
Okay. And would you refer those people to us?
Yes, I will.
Okay.
Yes. I know a lot, but hopefully they want to do it.
Thank you. I'll make a note that you do know somebody and you will provide referrals. And then how old were you when you first started using hair relaxers?
I was like 27, 28. Then I was using it when I was younger.
Okay.
Using the war when I was younger, and actually for a long time.
Okay.
Years,
yeah. And so what's the earliest age you started using hair treatment products or hair relaxers?
I mean, I was using when I was younger and stopped. Then started back using. So I'm going to say 5 years.
I understand.
I'm going to do a total 5 years.
Well,
like
the question is, how old were you when you first started using a product?
When I first started using Dr. Lovely, 28.
You're 28 years old? Okay. And then that was in the state of Illinois?
I was like 27. I'm so sorry. I was 27.
Okay. That was at 27 years of age?
Yes. Yes. The state of Illinois.
In the state of Illinois? Okay. Thank you.
Yes. My you know when you're getting a little older. You know how some of them times you just don't remember the age, but you remember then what I've been going through, diagnosed with and everything.
Yeah, I understand. I'm sorry. You're doing good, Latamara. Now, the next question is, you wanted to provide me the approximate dates you were using hair relaxers. So, and that's in, the law firm would like to know when you started and when you stopped using hair relaxers. So can we start with the approximate date you started using hair relaxers?
I'm going to say, well, when I start, January 2018.
Okay.
And I stop it. I don't know exactly the exact date.
Mm-hmm.
And I stop in December 2023. And I don't know the exact date.
That's okay. So since you don't know the exact dates, what was it? You stopped in December of what year? 2023. Okay, that makes it 5 years, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, and so what I'm going to do for the law firm, I'll let them know that you started using a hair relaxer. Since you don't know the exact date, we'll just say January 1st, 2018, and then you stop using hair relaxers December 31st, 2023, the last day of December. Would that be okay?
That'll be fine. That works.
And then you did answer this question already, which is how often did you use these products, and that would have been on a monthly basis, once a month?
Yes.
And then I think you answered this question already. How many consecutive years have you used hair relaxer products? And that would be, what, roughly 5 years?
Yes.
Okay. And then did you use hair treatment products in a salon, home? And the question is mostly, it was mostly at home?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And do you currently use hair relaxer products? And I think the answer you said is no, right, because you stopped last year?
Yes, I don't.
Okay. And then do you have any receipts or empty bottles?
Not from that date. No, I do not.
Okay, that's all right.
I threw everything away. I clean up. I don't keep receipts. I throw everything away.
I can relate to that. And what brand product did you think you use most often?
Dark and Lovely, L'Oreal.
Yes, I thought you said that. Okay, thank you. All right. And then did your cancer diagnosis occur 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least a year?
Say that again.
Sure. Did you get cancer more than 2 years after you first started using the product regularly for at least a year?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And then, all right. And then what type of treatment did you receive when you were diagnosed for ovarian cancer? How did they treat your ovarian cancer?
I was telling you, I'm kind of through my words in this. I'm with big words. I kind of stumble with big words.
It's okay.
But like chemotherapy,
okay,
partially horrible. I can't even pronounce it. But can I spell it for you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, it's O as an octopus. O as an octopus. It's two O's.
Okay.
P as in park. H as in house. O as an octopus. R as in rogue. E as in example. C as in choice. C as in time, O as in octopus, M as in more, Y as in yes.
Okay. That'd be O as in Oscar, O as in Oscar, P as in Paul, H as in hotel, O as in Oscar, R as in Roger, E as in Eric, C as in Charlie, T as in Tom, O as in Oscar, M as in Mary, Y as in yellow.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And when did your treatment begin, approximately?
21st, December 2023.
Okay. I'm sorry. What was that, December 21st?
Yes, 2023.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. And since you, let me see here. So let's see here. You stopped using relaxer December 21st, 2023. I'm going to say that you stopped using a hair relaxer the same time that you, on the same date that you got diagnosed with cancer. Would that be all right with you?
That'd be fine, as long as I get approved.
Okay. December 15th, 2023, because that makes sense, right? That you got diagnosed with cancer and then you stopped using hair relaxer because you realized that the cancer may have been caused by hair relaxers?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry, bear with me here. Okay. And then do you know the name of the doctor that treated your ovarian cancer?
I just told you the name of the doctor.
Oh, I'm sorry. That doctor was the doctor that treated you, but that was, I'm sorry, the doctor that diagnosed you, but that's also the doctor that treated you?
Yes. I got, and Dr. David Munch.
I'm sorry?
I said, and Dr. David Munch.
Munch, okay. Dr. David Munch.
Yes.
And how do you spell his last name?
It's M as in Moore.
Okay.
U.S. Unemployed.
Okay.
T as in Tom. C as in Choice. H as in House.
Okay. And where is he located?
Same place.
Same place? Okay. Bear with me here. I have a Dr. David Munch, but he appears to be connected with an oncology in St. Louis, Missouri. A Munch, M-U-N-T-C-H?
M-U-T-C-H.
M-U-T-C-H, okay. Munch. And this is at the same facility, Northwestern Medical Center?
Yes.
Central DuPage? Okay. And he treated you, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I can't find him, but it's okay. I'll put Dr. It's David, D-A-V-I-D?
Yes.
And
I'm surprised you can't find him.
Yeah, it's okay. Dr. David, D-A-V-I-D, M-U-T-C-H?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, he comes up. I do see a doctor much, but he comes up as apparently affiliated with like a cancer center with Washington University. And he comes up as an address in St. Louis, Missouri.
I don't know why.
That's okay. But he treated you at Northwestern, which is most important. It was Northwestern
yeah.
Medical Center. Okay, very good. Okay. And so it's the same address, 25 North Winfield Road.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then the phone number is that 630 area code, 933-1600. Okay, perfect. Okay. All right, thank you, Latamara. You're doing really good, so don't worry.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. And then now I can gather information about yourself, starting with a confirmation of your gender. You're female, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And your marital status?
Single.
Single, okay. And then your ethnicity?
What name?
Ethnicity?
Meaning?
I'm sorry?
You say, what did you say, that who?
Your ethnicity?
Meaning?
Menu?
I said meaning. What's the meaning?
Oh, meaning. Oh, I'm sorry. Like your race or ethnicity?
Black African American.
Okay, thank you. All right. Okay, and then your spelling of your first name, it's L-Y-T-A-M-R-A. Is that correct?
Yes.
Latamara? Okay.
Yes.
And then do you have a middle initial?
No.
Okay. And the last name, is it spelled H-O-L-M-E-S, Holmes?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And I take it you don't have a suffix to your name, like a junior, senior, first, second, or third? Okay,
No.
great. And Latamer, the law firm does need to request medical records, so they'll need your social security to request the proper records. Could you provide me your social, please?
Oh, man.
Yeah, I understand. If you don't feel comfortable providing the social, we can at least use the last four. That'll protect your identity.
Yeah, I'll do the last four.
Okay.
8217.
Is that 8217?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right. And then any any forms that you sign copies will be sent to your email address. And I have your email addresses, Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, Latamra, L-Y-T-A-M-R-A, @gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And is this also your phone number, 312-872-2498?
Yes.
That's a mobile number?
Yes.
Okay, great. The law firm does want to speak to you to do a quick case verification. It only takes a few minutes. What's the best time that you can be reached by the law firm? Would that be morning, afternoon, or evenings?
Afternoon.
Afternoon? Okay, very good. And then what you can expect on that phone call is they just want to verify that you used a hair relaxer product in the past, and unfortunately you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and that it is okay to submit the request for medical records. That's what you can expect. It only takes a few minutes. That call generally occurs within the next 24 to 48 hours. So be on the lookout for a call from the law firm in 24 to 48 hours. All right. And can I get your address, please?
7931 South Artesian, Chicago, Illinois.
Is Artesia, is it South Artesian,
Yes.
Artesian Avenue?
Yes.
And that's Chicago 60652?
Yes.
Okay. And then is that a house or an apartment?
A house.
Okay. So there's no unit number, apartment number. And then
No.
do you happen to have any medical records in your possession that you could show that confirms the diagnosis or
No, I do
treatment?
not.
Okay.
No.
Are you confident that medical records are available with the doctor or at the hospital?
Yes, I
Okay,
am.
good. Okay, great. And then the law firm does request an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that they can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, they only contact your emergency contact if you're unable to be reached for an extended period of time. This is a precaution that helps prevent disruptions in your case. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact, and does that person live with you?
My mom.
Your mom, okay. And does she live with you?
Yeah.
Okay. And what is her name, please?
Lucy.
Is that Lucy? Okay. And her last name?
Holmes.
Okay. Same as yours. Okay. And her phone number, please.
773-619-0609.
I'm sorry. I didn't get the last four.
0609.
Okay, thank you. Let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct. 773-249-0609.
No, 619-0609.
Oh, thank you. I'm sorry. Okay, let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct. 773-619-0609.
Yes.
Okay, and that's your mom.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, Latamra, you did great. I thank you so much for being so patient through these questions. This was an interview to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. You do, and the law firm is eager to represent you on a contingency basis. Contingency basically means the law firm does not get paid unless they're successful in helping you recover damages in the form of covering past and future medical bills, pain and suffering, and as well as any loss of income attributed to getting treated for ovarian cancer. If the if they're unsuccessful in getting you compensation, you don't owe them anything. That's what contingency means. And if they do, if they are successful, which we expect they would be, you would get 60% of the recovery, and the firm keeps 40%, which is standard for a mass tort lawsuit. All right, so the next step is to have you sign the authorization for legal representation. That's the agreement between you and the law firm, as well as an authorization to release medical records. I'll be sending you a text message with a link to the forms to sign. Have you ever signed documents electronically in the past?
Yes.
Oh, good. So it'll go by quickly. Bear with me, Latamra. Before I send the forms out, I want to make sure I have everything correct, okay? You were unfortunately diagnosed with ovarian cancer on December 15th, 2023. I believe you were age 32 at the time. So that you're 33 today, right?
No, I'm 32 still.
Oh, 32, I'm sorry. One second here. Oh, bear with me, I apologize. Okay. Yeah, it looks like you were 31 at the time of your diagnosis. You're 32 today.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then the name of the doctor that diagnosed your cancer, unfortunately, was, I mean, your unfortunate diagnosis of cancer was made by Dr. Kara Lynn Tantanchi. She's an OBGYN, and that was at 25 North Winfield Road, Winfield, Illinois, 60190.
Yeah.
And I have a phone number for her. And then your date of birth is July 12th, 1992. The approximate dates you were using hair relaxer products was 2018 to 2023. We said January 1st, 2018 to December 15th, 2023 to coincide with the date of your diagnosis. We've confirmed that Dr. David Munch treated your ovarian cancer at the same location. That would have been Northwestern Medicine, Central DuPage Hospital. And your treatment would have been chemotherapy, and then it was ovarian surgery. They removed the ovaries. I'm sorry to hear that. And that treatment began December 21st, 2023. Does that sound right to you?
Yeah.
Okay, great. And then we've confirmed the spelling of your first name, your last name, the last four of your social, 8217. We've confirmed your email address and your phone number as well as your residence. Everything looks good. I will be sending you a text message, and any moment you'll get it. And when you do, you want to click on the link. You'll have to agree to SMS messages, and then you'll agree to electronic records and signatures. Then you can follow the yellow navigation buttons beginning with start. Each time you hit continue, it's going to take you to a place on the page that needs an initial or a signature. Did you get the text?
Yeah.
Excellent. I'm sorry to hear about the unfortunate circumstances that brought us together. But I am pleased to tell you that the law firm that's interested in taking your case is a very good law firm, very prestigious, a national law firm, lots of experience litigating against billion-dollar corporations, and they provide great customer service.
Okay, I'm on the link. I'm starting with you to start.
Yes, correct. Okay.
Oh, man. So, do we draw a cinch or we just...
I'm sorry?
Do we sign it?
Yeah, so you've clicked on the link, and then you'll have to agree to SMS messages. Did you do that?
Yeah, I did. I did that. Now I'm on the signing part.
Okay, good. Okay. And when you're done signing, you'll hit a you'll see the yellow finish button. Let me know when you hit the finish button, and that'll be the last step for me to do.
Okay.
Did you finish?
Hello. Hello. So I got to make it where I can. Do we got to be perfect? But this is here.
I'm sorry. What is it that you're referring to? The signature?
Yeah, do it have to be perfect?
Well, you can draw your signature, or if it asks for initials, you have to draw your initials, or you can select style, which allows the app to choose a signature style for you.
Okay.
And whatever you do with a signature, once you selected a signature, you'll hit adopt and sign, and then you can actually start signing each page.
Okay, so I got to start signing each page.
You follow the yellow navigation buttons, the continue button, it'll show you where to sign.
Yeah, I'm doing all that now.
Okay, good, okay. And then when you're done, let me know. And then guess what? You and I are almost done.
They say you're done.
You got the confirmation you're done?
Yeah.
Okay, give me 1 second here. Okay, I do see that you're done. And let me do this now. All right, so I've helped you get signed up to participate in this lawsuit. My name is John Maurer. I'm the case intake specialist. What I'm going to do, LaTamara, is I'm going to send you a text message from my office line because I'm in Irvine, California. And so I'd like you to have a record of – so that way you'll always know where to – if you ask yourself –
when it say John Sam, do I press continue?
You can if you'd like, because you now have the ability to download the forms to your phone if you'd like. But remember, I also sent you copies of the forms to your email address.
Okay. And I got the forms with my email address too. So
you did? Okay, great. You got them. Okay, good. All right. You and I are almost done. I'm just going to send you a text.
So with the email address, what I have to put, view complete document, or I already did that?
I'm sorry?
With the email, say document has been completed.
Yes, yeah, see, you're finished signing the documents. Is that what you mean to ask?
Yeah, basically when you had something, when you sent through the text, right?
No, I'm sorry. Let me finish. I'm sending you a text message from my office line, and that'll serve as a record of who was the person that signed you up to participate in this lawsuit. You always have that on record. And then it also will remind you to be on the lookout for a call from the law firm A4D or Pulaski Kirker, and I provided you their phone number as well. Matter of fact, I sent that text. You should have gotten it by now. Can you see it?
Yeah, I got a text from the
same. Okay, perfect. Yeah, perfect. Okay, good. So it basically introduces myself. It's a reminder of who is the person that helped you. That's me. And then also a reminder that be on the lookout for a call from the law firm A4D or Pulaski Kirker. And I provided you their phone number. So if you don't hear from them within 24 to 48 hours, you have a phone number, you can call them. Or you can call me, either any one of us, either myself or the law firm.
Okay.
All right, LaTamara, is there any other questions I can answer for you?
That's it.
Okay. I want to say thank you for letting me help you. And again, I'm sorry to hear about your diagnosis of ovarian cancer, but I am pleased to know that you're about to get justice by getting a law firm to help you get compensation for damages.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, LaTamara.
I appreciate that.
And I appreciate you. You've done well. I know this. I can tell this is concerning to you, you know, having this cancer and, you know, and having to participate in this lawsuit. But I think you've done the right thing by joining this lawsuit. So, all right. Now, the law firm, the next step is to be on the lookout for that call from the law firm. Okay.
Okay.
If you have no other questions, I'd like to say thank you for letting me help you. And I'd like to wish you a good rest of the day. Okay.
Thank you. Have a blessed day, too.
Oh, thank you so much. Bye, LaTamara. Take care.
Bye.